This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Today, my friends, we're going to focus our attention upon rule number 6 out of those 11 things that you will not, nor did you learn in high school. Rule number 6 is, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault, so don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. You know, throughout our lives, we have a tendency to make many mistakes. Some are more costly than others. Some of them are just minor mistakes, and some others are sinful mistakes. Now, we all say and do things that we should not say or should never do. But let me give you 4 Bible passages and their principles that will help you when you make those mistakes, regardless of whether or not they are small mistakes or big mistakes. Number 1, remember to get up when you make a mistake. In Proverbs 24 and verse number 16, the Bible says that a just man, a righteous man, falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. You see, time and time again, a righteous man will get up. And so the first principle is that we've got to learn to get up. If you fall, get up. If you make a mistake, get up. Keep on going. Number 2, remember that God is always on your side. Isaiah 41 and verse number 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God wants you to succeed. He is always in your corner. Now, I suppose the question should be asked is whether or not I'm in God's corner. See, number 1, I want you to remember to get up every time that you fall. And number 2, I want you to remember that God is always on your side. Number 3, remember that your brethren are there to help as well. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, the Bible says, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, and let it rather be healed. So there are times in which we feel like we just can't go any further. Our hands hang down by our side. Our knees are paralyzed. They are feeble. I just can't go anymore. And I need the help of my brethren. Remember that, brethren, that's why we are a family, is to help one another, to give aid and sustenance when we need it. And finally, number 4, I want you to remember to own up to your mistakes. Don't blame other people for your mistakes. Make sure that you own them. They're your mistakes. They don't belong to God. They don't belong to your teacher. They don't belong to your parents. They belong to you. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But my friends, we have to own them first. So allow me to remind you that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others. By the way, that begins with yourself. Do you notice that the second most important rule is thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself? I'm almost convinced that if you don't know how to love yourself properly, then you'll never learn how to love your neighbor. But remember that knowing what is right is only a part of having good manners. It's the doing that counts. May God bless every effort that you put forth to make sure that you live up to your mistakes. If you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them.